I feel like there's a little bit of growing concern among some around you with regard to your gambling situation. I got a text message during the break from your husband who is concerned, I think.
He's also a liar. Oh, I mean, he said that he's paying for my phone bill now. Not the case. We'll both be paying.
Wait a minute. What happened?
Thank you for asking. I am no longer on my parents' family plan.
Hey!
So the haters shaking in their boots.
Oh.
I gotta find out a new little thing to come at me for.
Take that, new whaler.
Yeah, thanks.
So, what are you, 32?
33
and,
last week.
And finally off your parents' cell plan.
Yeah, and they didn't kick me off. We woke up on Saturday morning. Santo and I said, the time is now. We are a family, and we created our own family plan over the weekend. So.
Oh, good for you.
So you guys are, like, official.
We are, we are pretty official. I mean, when they asked, like, for a card to put down, technically, Santo to put his card down, but I will Venmo him for the bill every month.
Yeah. All right.
As long as I remember.
Do you feel like an adult? I mean,
they asked, they were like, oh, we need a card for the taxes on the phone because we got two new phones. And I like didn't look up from my phone. Yeah. And he said, Courtney, I said, none of my business.
Yeah. All right. Well, just limit it when it comes to the parlays. Limit the legs and limit the because I think he's a little bit concerned.
Well.
Whenever somebody talks about somebody having a problem, why does everybody look at me?
I don't know. It's recovery advice.
Oh, okay. That's good. You're doing great, Courtney.
Thank you.
We're at Gillette Stadium. An apology issued late last night, Shine, following up on something we talked about earlier from Tyreek Stevenson, correct? Full apology?
Around 10 o'clock last night, he tweeted, to Chicago and my teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen. #, bear down.
Nice.
What a jackass. I mean, what an absolute jackass.
Yeah. I don't know what he was thinking.
I mean, would you sit him if he was your guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Or that's Wiggy's pausing and hesitating.
I might not sit him, but I would highlight him in the meeting, like, just his stupidity on that, because he's celebrating knowing that there's a whole nother play, knowing that the team is on the field pre-snap, and he's celebrating as the receivers and everybody are running behind him. So I would definitely, we'd have a nice little laugh at his expense.
I mean, that is forever. About the just if that ball was tipped 3 inches one way, this guy doesn't have to live with the rest of his life. But because of that, that is going to be shown in Chicago forever.
That guy, who was the guy too? Because he was trying to catch it with one hand instead of just batting it down.
Who's at the?
This guy. This guy. Yeah. So he was talking to the fans.
Oh, the same guy
and then
who wasn't.
Then sprinted over in front of the group of everybody else.
He was
and
the first one
the
to
air.
Get his hand on the ball.
Yes.
He came over like a little bit late, and you see him jump dry and try to like swat it.
So that's a double douche move.
How great would it have been if he was mocking the fans and then got the interception?
Yeah, that would have been good.
That would have been
a douche move, though.
Awful.
Like, just such a douche move.
It's like something the Patriots receivers might do.
There's still game.
Well, they would
left.
Definitely go for the ball and miss it, yes.
By the way, the biggest.
Thornton,
the drop, the first quarter,
the booty drop too.
Drop,
just like
the Thornton one was in his chest.
And it was such a beautiful pass.
It's in your perfect pass
in your chest. Like, what are you doing? Like, they are the loudest and most vocal group of misinformed, blind. Unable to see your own skills group of wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, that's just it's insane to me. And I think Mayo kind of alluded to it a little bit. Like, if you're going to talk the talk, you better be able to walk the walk and back it up. And, you know, even Booty, like, he dropped a couple balls, had opportunities. You guys brought up Tyquan Thornton.
No, I brought up Kendrick Bourne because Kendrick Bourne was vocal this week. And it seems like the louder that they are individually, the worse effort they have. The worse effort they have afterwards.
I think they were. But what popped in, I sent it to the group, was like, they betting against the team. Like, because honestly, it was 6 or 7 of the worst drops you could ever see in an NFL right. game.
And yeah. I said Drake deserves better, but then Jacoby had some pretty good throws that
yeah,
just
definitely.
Completely dropped out of nowhere. And it was like every single one of them was in the chest or right in the palm of their hands.
Well, it's also highlighted when you have receivers on the other football team that are making really, really good catches. Like, I mean, it's glaring when you see it that way.
If you had to rank once Drake May got injured, order of best players, how long would it take you to have gotten to a Patriot in that game?
Think oh, of the in talent, that game.
The talent
okay.
mismatch
yeah.
between
oh, yeah.
the Jets. We went from Quinnen Williams to Sauce Gardner to Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams to Garrett Wilson. I mean,
Breece Hall.
Like, right. The whole – I mean,
your
that,
first guy would be Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
And or Ramondre.
I would be Christian before Ramondre. And I don't know where, like you said, on the hierarchy.
Right, like how many Jets you'd have to go through before right. you hit Gonzalez. But it was just, it's so inexcusable. And for Aaron Rodgers, did you notice this too? So the Jets have the ball. They're up two, was it, before? They had the ball late in the fourth quarter.
When he was, I thought you were talking about first quarter when he was shaking his head.
Oh,
they were trying to draw him off, and it's like he didn't want to try to draw him off. He wanted to run a play, and then the clock runs down. They don't draw him off, and he's shaking his head like he knows better than the offensive coordinator. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that was a great example of him being a douche. Yeah. I just thought he completed a pass. It was a great throw and catch. Garrett Wilson down the sideline mm-hmm. that got them well into field goal range with like 2.5 minutes left. And they panned to Aaron Rodgers, and he went like this. Like, it felt to me like he thought the game was over when they completed that catch. It was like, we don't need a touchdown. We can get a field goal. They're not going to go down the field. Like, it just felt to me like, wait, it's still 2 minutes left in the game. The Patriots still have timeouts.
Yeah.
Even if you get a field goal, they still have the ball with a chance to win it.
Yeah, because I think it was, 16-14 at the time or something along those lines?
Yeah, they went up 19-14.
Well, it is a Mayo Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium awaiting Gerard Mayo, who will join us coming up very, very soon. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win two tickets to see the Bruins and the Flyers tomorrow night at the Garden. So call now, 9th caller, and you're hooked up. Limited tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. That's Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. And as I mentioned, Gerard Mayo still to come, probably coming up next.